In trading today, all three major indices saw gains. The Dow added 51 points to close at 9,830. The NASDAQ and the S&P each gained about 0.5%. Trouble at a leading New York Magazine publisher. Cranes reports editors at Condé Nast are being asked to reduce their 2010 budgets by a whopping 25%. Condé Nast publishes Vogue, Glamour, Wired, Vanity Fair, and The New Yorker. The consulting company McKinsey has been reviewing Condé Nast's finances since July. Also, the government will make a loan to another U.S. car maker, but the circumstances are very different from GM's big rescue. Fisker Automotive, a California manufacturer of luxury electric vehicles, will receive more than $500 million in federal loans to develop a plug-in hybrid sports car with a sticker price of nearly $90,000. Manhattan real estate prices are lower than they've been in years, and plenty of new apartments constructed during the boom years are now sitting vacant. Perfect conditions for brave buyers with good credit to restart the sagging housing market, right? Well, it's not working out that way. As Sally Herships reported this morning on Marketplace Morning Report, people who want to buy homes and apartments in New York are still having problems getting financing, and federal programs designed to foster home ownership may actually be hurting their efforts. Sally joined me in the studio. Welcome to WNYC's Financial 411.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Sally, for your story, you followed one woman who wanted to buy a Manhattan condo, Susan Combs. What's Susan's financial picture, and what exactly was she in the market for?
Susan Combs' financial picture could not be rosier. She and her boyfriend have been saving for years. Her credit score is over 700. So she was hoping to find a Manhattan condo in the neighborhood where she's now renting. But she could not get a loan. And it's all due to these new restrictions on the part of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
What are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac doing in this picture? I thought they were bailed out by the federal government last fall, right before Lehman. They're still big players in the real estate market?
Yes. Banks are still looking to Fannie and Freddie to underwrite their loans. And to prevent a repeat of the financial catastrophe that we recently saw, Fannie and Freddie are only underwriting loans in new development buildings for condos where 70% of the units in the building are under contract on their way to being sold.
Well, that sounds like it's a real catch-22 for condo developers. How do you get to 70% if Fannie or Freddie doesn't give you a loan for condo unit number one?
It is a catch-22. When Susan Combs was apartment shopping, she found that she could get a loan, provided she put enough down. And enough turned out to be 50% or more.
50%.
50%. And if you have that kind of money, you're probably not looking for the size apartment she is. If you're an ordinary apartment shopper or apartment dweller like Susan Combs, and you're looking to put down 5 to 10%, the banks are still going to look to Fannie and Freddie, and you're just not going to have a lot of options.
Right. And in your reporting, you found that people are increasingly turning to a government agency, the Federal Housing Administration. It does things a little differently, and one quirk of the FHA loan program, as you reported, has actually resulted in physical changes to the layout of some condos. Explain that.
Yes. The FHA will only underwrite loans for up to $729,000.
That doesn't buy a lot of apartment in Manhattan.
No. And so developers are actually shrinking the size of their apartments. Brian Lochner, the developer I spoke with, said they had a building on 24th Street with 48 units, and they've reshaped the apartments, and now there are 63.
We have some of your interview with Brian Lochner. Let's hear it.
We shrank each unit size so that every single one of those units fits into the FHA funding guidelines. So we went from $1 million apartments to $650,000 or $700,000 apartments.
Wow, moving walls, shrinking apartments. This developer, Brian Lochner, is he optimistic that there will come a time when he will not need FHA loan to help fill his buildings?
Yes. Something that didn't make it into the story, Brian Lochner mentioned that banks are actually optimistic about the fourth quarter, that there will be lending for construction loans, but not for condos, but for rentals. That's an area of the market that banks feel more optimistic about.
Sally Herships, thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Sally Herships is a contributor to Marketplace.